Let us all pray in silence.
Amen. Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息生日上午的正道聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our morning Sabbath service.
我们一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Let us sing hymn 129.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起同心祷告，求神来带领我们上午的聚会。
Let us now all kneel down and pray together to ask our Lord to guide our morning service.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Our beloved brothers and sisters, peace and joy be with you on the Sabbath day.
我们这个星期，是 long weekend, 这是劳工节的，长假期。
This weekend, we know it's, the Labor Day long weekend.
好嘛，昨天晚上小弟也跟大家，分享这个劳工节它的由来。
And last night in a sermon, I shared how the origin of Labor Day came about.
我们也借着箴言里头，作者要我们去效法蚂蚁，来谈到要过一个殷勤不可懒惰的人生。
And also through studying the book of Proverbs, we learned how we should learn from the ants to be diligent and not lazy.
那随着我们的殷勤不懒惰，当然我们能够过得更好的生活。
And by living a life of diligence, then we can also live a better life.
我们可以过着一个比较富足的生活。
And we can live a more abundant life.
但是我们在这个富足的生活里头，我们要怎么样来自处啊？
So, if we live an abundant or prosperous life, how should we live?
很多人在缺乏的时候，倒是比较懂得怎么样过生活。
Many people understand better how to manage their life when they're actually in need.
比较容易有目标。
They have a goal.
但是当富足的时候反倒很容易失去目标。
But many times when we are prosperous, we might lose sight of that goal.
迷失了，失落了这个生命的意义。
Or we may even lose the value or meaning of our life.
我们来看看保罗怎么说。
But let us look at what Paul said.
腓立比书的第四章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
腓立比书四章的十二节、十三节。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
十二节，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁哉，我都得了秘诀。十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。保罗说他怎么知道处卑贱，也怎么知道处丰富。
Here Paul writes that I know how to be abased and I know how to abound.
或饱足也好，或有余也好，或饥饿也好，或缺乏也好，他都懂得自处的秘诀。
Everywhere and all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
这句话也证明保罗的人生曾经处过缺乏，也曾经处过富足。
So this tells us that Paul himself has already experienced in his life times of hunger and times of fullness.
或饱足也好，或饥饿也好，或有余也好，或缺乏也好，保罗都得了秘诀。
Both in fullness and hunger, both in abounding and in suffering need, Paul has learned the secret.
他能够靠着加给他力量的，也就是主耶稣基督，凡事都可行。
That is, he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him.
换句话说，保罗不至于变成守财奴或者是变成工作狂。
In other words, Paul did not become a workaholic.
他都有自处的秘诀。
He has a way of managing his life with the secret.
他都知道生命的意义以及人的这个自由啊。
And he also knows the meaning of life and the freedom that we can have in our life.
所以早上小弟想借着这个题目来跟我们谈谈，说基督徒在物质生活上 我们应当要采取什么样的一个态度。
So, this morning I would like to share what kind of spirit we should have as Christians in abounding.
经常有人会问说，神造人的目的啊，是要让人受苦，还是要让人享受？
So some people might ask, did God create us humans on this earth in order to have a life of suffering or a life of enjoyment?
也有人会问啊，那在物质上享受是不是不对？
Or some people might ask, is it really wrong to enjoy physical pleasures?
就如同刚刚我们所说的，很多时候我们会偏重于鼓励大家要怎么样来受苦。
Sometimes we might emphasize learning how to suffer.
因为啊，在受苦的时候，人比较容易会发怨言。
During times of suffering, we have a tendency to complain.
觉得人生没有意义，没有目标。
And we might say that life is meaningless and has no purpose.
所以在道理的勉励当中经常会比较偏重于我们要怎么样去面对受苦。
So many times in our sermons, we might encourage people how to endure suffering.
受苦啊，对我们有什么好处啊？
Or the benefits of suffering.
但是当人处于富足享受的生活里头，
But we also have times in our lives when we may be prosperous.
是不是就不会发怨言不会离开神？
And does that mean that during those times we do not complain or are safe from departing from God?
所以我们来探讨一下我们比较偏重于在富足当中要怎么样当一个好基督徒啊。
So today we will look at the other side of when in time of abundance we should also be a good Christian.
所以首先我们来想想看，享受物质到底对不对？
So first of all, is it right or wrong to enjoy physical pleasures?
我们都知道钱财不是罪。
We know that wealth is not a sin.
贪财才是罪。
It is the love of wealth or the love of money that is sin.
所以同样的丰富的物质本身也不是罪。
So to have abundance or to be prosperous in itself is not sinful.
因为我们的神是创造万有的神。
Because our Heavenly Father is the God who created all.
神本来的意思也是要叫我们来享受他所创造的丰盛。
And God's original purpose was that we could enjoy the abundance of His creation.
在创世纪里头记载着，神把当时的世界交给亚当来管理。
And in the book of Genesis, it records how God gave Adam the task of managing the Garden of Eden.
在当时的世界里头，神另外设立了伊甸乐园。
And in extension, the things of this world.
比其他的地方更加的丰盛。
And these things in the Garden of Eden were more abundant than anywhere else.
把亚当放在当中啊。
And he placed Adam in the midst of the garden.
所以亚当所居住的是特别丰富的地方。
So the place that that Adam lived in was an especially abundant, beautiful place.
除了管理神所交代的事情之外。
So apart from taking care of the things that God gave him to do.
当然也在当中享受神所创造的丰盛。
Of course, he could enjoy all of the wonderful things that God made in the garden.
所以由此可知，神的本意本来就是要我们来享受他创造的丰盛。
So we can see from the beginning, God's purpose was that we could enjoy his abundance.
在圣经里头，我们经常会看到富足也是神赐福的一种记号跟方式。
And we can also see throughout the Bible that granting abundance in our lives is one of the blessings that God gives us.
比如说约伯记里头的约伯他是蒙神赐福的。
So we know that Job was blessed by God.
他有许多的牛群、羊群、骆驼，他是乌斯地的有钱人。
And he had many cattle and camels and sheep, and we know that he was one of the richest men, if not the richest man, in Uz.
亚伯拉罕也很富足啊。
Abraham was also very wealthy.
哦，在他家里的壮丁哦，哎，就有318人呢。
And among his servants, he had 318 men.
哦，所以我们可以想象他有多富足。
So we can imagine how wealthy he was.
哦，所以说啊，哦，这个富有并不是罪。
So to be wealthy is not itself a sin.
哦，我们也知道说亚伯拉罕也好，约伯也好，他们都是敬畏神的。
So we know that both Job and Abraham were people who worshiped God.
哦，所以富足本身不是罪。
So their wealth is not sinful.
哦，但是如果我们因为富足了，哦，就忘了神的恩典，那富足啊，就可能成为我们的绊脚石。
However, if because of our wealth we start to forget God, then our wealth becomes an obstacle.
哦，所以我们要知道，富足不是罪。
So wealth is not sin.
哦，享受神创造的丰盛也不是不对。
And it's not wrong to enjoy the abundance of God's creation.
哦，但是如果因为过度的享受，哦，以至于影响到我们跟神的关系，哦，那富足啊，富有啊，就会成为我们信仰的绊脚石啊。
However, if we give in to the enjoyment of these pleasures too much, then our wealth can become a stumbling block to our faith.
那富足真的会让我们离开神吗？
So does wealth itself lead us away from God?
哦，我们来看看这个摩西啊，啊，在以色列人要进到迦南地之前，警告过他们。
So let's look at what Moses warned the people of Israel prior to their entering Canaan.
哦，不要在这个富有的时候啊，来忘记神了。
That they should not forget God in the time of prosperity.
我们来看看生命记。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的第八章。
Chapter 8.
生命记八章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11.
八章十一节，你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、啊、典章、律例。就是我今日所吩咐你的十二节。
12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三节。
13.
你的牛羊加增，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增。十四节。
14.
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。十五节。
15.
引你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地。他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来。十六节。
16.
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。十七节。
17.
恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。十八节。
18.
你要纪念主你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。哦，在这里呀，摩西特别警告要进迦南地的这些以色列百姓。
So here Moses especially warns the people of Israel.
哦啊，勉励他们呐、啊，啊，怕他们起了骄傲的心。
That they should not have a heart of pride.
哦，认为啊啊，这个一切的成就、啊、都是靠自己的力量、靠自己的聪明得着的。
And think that the power and the wealth of their own hand gained them the wealth.
哦，其实摩西啊所讲的正是我们很多人啊的心理。
And what Moses mentions here is something that many of us are may feel.
哦，中国人说啊，说穷极乎天，痛极乎娘啊。哦，当我们在困苦的时候，我们都会懂得要呼求神的帮助。
And when we are in times of need or times of poverty, we often seek after God.
哦，但是当我们成功，哦，当我们富足的时候，啊，我们通常想到，哦，这些成果啊，都是我们努力得着的。
But when we become prosperous or wealthy, then we often give the credit to ourselves and our hard work.
这是靠我们奋斗所拥有的。
This is the fruit of my hard work and labor.
这个正是啊，摩西在提醒以色列百姓。
But this is exactly what Moses warns the Israelites about.
在新约的众教会里头。
And in the New Testament.
这个老底家教会啊。可以说是最富有的。
The Church of Laodicea was the most wealthy.
但是老底家教会啊，却是被责备是不冷不热的教会。
However, in the Book of Revelation, this church was condemned as being lukewarm.
不冷不热，这正是末世教会最典型的描述。
And this lukewarm church, which is neither hot nor cold, is a description of the church of the last days.
所以能够在富足当中来敬来敬拜神，那固然是一种福气。
So in order to have true blessing, even in prosperity, is that we honor God through it all.
但是如果是因为富足。反而让我们远离神，那这个富足啊，就成为我们灵性上的一个祸害了。
However, if our prosperity causes us to depart from God, then it will be our downfall.
我们来看看这个箴言的三十章。
Let's now turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章的第七节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7.
七节，我求你两件事，在我未死之前不要不赐给我。八节，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我所需用的饮食。九节，恐怕我饱足不认你说神是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以至于亵渎我神的名。在这里啊，雅古尔他告诉我们，他求神两件事情。
Here, Igor writes two things that he requests of God.
第一个就是让虚假跟谎言远离他。
Remove falsehoods and lies far from me.
第二个就是让他不会因为富足而离开神不认神也不会因为贫穷偷窃亵渎神的名。
Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
中国人讲说这个富贵不能淫，贫贱不能移这就是告诉我们说在富足也好，在贫穷也好都应当要保有当有的一个心智。
So we should learn to not be swayed in our hearts or our faith, either in times of poverty or in times of prosperity.
让我们无论是贫穷也好富有也好，都能够敬拜神而蒙神的祝福。
So that whether in times of poverty or in prosperity, we may always worship God and receive His blessings.
让我们一下就来看几个人物的榜样他们怎么样在富足当中仍然能够没有忘记神。
So let's look at several examples of people who did not forget God in their time of prosperity.
首先我们来看看这个大卫王。
So let's first look at King David.
大卫王一生当中受了很多的折磨。
And David went through many trials throughout his life.
等他当了王，平定四围的仇敌生活上稍微安定的时候。
And after he had become king and settled various campaigns against the enemy nations, there was a time of relative peace.
他便对这个先知拿单说说看我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反倒在幔子里。
And he said to the prophet Nathan, Look, I am living in a palace of fine cedar, but yet the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is in such a poor state.
所以他就想要为神 来建造圣殿。
And so, David had the heart to build a temple for God.
哦，那大卫啊，这一点呢，非常的难得。
And this was a very rare quality of David's.
哦，当他啊历尽沧桑，哦，好不容易当了王。
And after so much difficulty and trial, he finally became king.
哦，国中太平。
And his nation was at peace.
哎，正是可以好好来享受的时候啊。
So it should have been the time when he could enjoy his reign.
哦，为自己啊来盖宫殿。
And to build a great palace for himself.
哦，来享受人生。
And enjoy his life.
但是大卫他第一个想到的是什么？
But what was the first thing that David thought of?
想到的却是神啊。
He first thought of God.
哦，我怎么可以过得哦啊、这个比哦比这个啊、我所敬爱的神哦更舒服的日子
？And he thought, how could I enjoy myself even more than the place for the thing of the God I worship?
哦，当然了，神哦他不需要人手来服侍他了。
Of course, God does not require human hands to serve him.
哦，要人呐、啊，建宫殿给他住，哦，要人呐、啊，摆设祭品啊，他才有得吃。
God does not need for a building to be built so that he has a place to live, or for food to be placed before him so that he has things to eat.
哦，但是神所要的就是人的心呐、啊。
But what God does want of us is our hearts.
哦，那大卫啊，他的心就是蒙神所悦纳。
So the heart of David was very pleasing to God.
哦，那大卫啊、当他得知哦神不允许他为神来建殿的时候，而是要他的儿子所罗门王来做这个事情。
David, however, learned that God's will was not that he himself should build the temple, but that his son Solomon should build the temple.
哦，虽然很失望啊，但是啊，仍然哦为着建殿的这个工作来做准备。
And even though he was disappointed with God's command, however, he still did the work of preparation.
哦，积蓄很多的金银，哦，收集很多的人才。
He collected many materials, gold and silver, and also many craftsmen.
来为建殿的工作做积极的准备。
So that everything was prepared for the actual building of the temple.
哦，这一点也很难得哎。
And this was also a very rare quality.
哦，一般人都说啊，哦，不在其位不谋其职啦，啊、哦，这个不关我的事的。
So some people would have just thrown up their hands and said, "Well, it's none of my business."
哦，啊，既然神这个不让我为他建殿，哎，这个工程啊，建殿的工程啊，也没有我的名字啊，那我干嘛管这个事情？
Well, since God told me I'm not going to be the one to build the temple, it's not going to have my name on it, so why should I care?
哦，所以有时候我们发现说，在教会的这个圣工，啊，在传承上啊，经常出差错、出问题，通常就是这样的心态。
So many times in passing on the work or managing the work in the church, this is a common problem.
啊，反正我现在已经不是负责人了，我不管了。
Oh, well, since I'm not a council member anymore, it's none of my business.
不要来问我。
Don't bother me.
感谢主啦，我们教会的长老执事啊，是终身制的。
Thank God that the deacons and elders in our church are ordained for life.
哦，是跑不掉的哦，一辈子要服侍神哦。
So they will be servants of God forever.
哦，那加上啊、哦，如果我们每个人哦，服侍神的啊、我们都有这种大卫的心智。
And hopefully all of us will have the same attitude as David in our service to God.
我不是因人而做事，我是为了神而做事。
That we are not doing it for other people or other people's attention, but rather that we are doing it solely for God.
那相信呢、啊，啊，我们的圣工一定会更加的发展，侍奉会更加的完全。
And I believe that in, if we have this heart, then our service and our work for God will be all the better.
哦，那也许我们会觉得说，那大卫他是王啊，哦，他要收集金银，哦，他要网罗人才，啊，简单的很，一声令下就够了。
And we might think that, well, since David was a king, it's so easy for him just to say the command, and all the people will bring the gold and silver or come to his becking.
哦，我们来看看圣经上怎么说。
Let's see what the Bible says.
来看, 历代志上22章。
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志上22章的13节。
1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 13.
13节我在困难之中为神的殿预备的金子10,000塔林德，银子100,000塔林德，铜和铁多的无法可称，我也预备的木头、石头，你还可以增添。在这里，这个是大卫嘱咐所罗门王，也就是他的儿子要为神来建殿。
So here, David is preparing these materials so that his son Solomon will be able to build the temple.
这里大卫特别说，他是在困难之中为神建殿的工程来预备材料。
So here it says, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord, 100,000 talents of gold and so on.
这个时候大卫的他的王国才刚刚建立而已。
So actually, David's kingdom had just been established.
有很多的工作要做。
There were still many works to be done.
对国库来说，可以说是捉襟见肘。 所以大卫才说，他是在极困难当中来预备材料的。
So actually, the treasury of the nation was not very full, so it was quite difficult for him to gather so much for the temple.
通常我们都是吃剩下的，用剩下的，才会想到，是不是应该给神一些，给教会一些，奉献一点。
So many times we take what's left over, what we think we don't need, and then offer it to God.
感谢主了，还有想到教会就好了。
Thank God that at least we still think of offering to God.
还有想到神也不错了。And
that we still think of what the holy work or God needs.
但是大卫可不是这样子。
But David did not have that kind of attitude.
他是在困难当中，他还想到神。
In times of difficulty, he still put God first.
还想到要 来奉献，为建殿的工程来准备。
And even though it was not an easy matter, he still did all this preparation for the temple of God.
以色列百姓，他们在被掳70年后归回，为神来建殿。
So the people of Israel, after they had been exiled for 70 years, came back to Israel to rebuild the temple.
后来遇到阻挡，停工一停，停了十几年。
And because of various obstacles and opposition, they had to stop the construction.
丝毫没有要复工的迹象。
And they did not have the momentum to go forward with the building of the temple.
后来哈该先知就责备他们。
However, the prophet Haggai then rebuked them.
你们个人住在天花板，有天花板的这个房子里头，却任凭圣殿荒凉。
And he said, how can you live in such beautifully paneled houses while the temple of the Lord still lays desolate?
这是不应当的，也不可以的。
This is something that should not happen and cannot happen.
所以我们看到大卫，他不是先顾自己，等到自己饱足、富足之后，才想到神。
So we can see that David did not ensure his own prosperity or luxury before building God's temple.
我们再来看另外一个经文。
Let's turn to another verse.
同样历代志上的29章。
1 Chronicles chapter 29.
29章第2节。
1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 2.
2节，我为我神的殿已经尽力预备金子。 做金器、银子做银器，铜做铜器，铁做铁器，木做木器，还有红玛瑙、可镶嵌的宝石、彩石和一切的宝石，并许多汉白玉。第三节。且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。 这个大卫，他不但是在困难当中为神来预备材料，把自己的老本都拿出来了。
So here we see that David not only gathered the treasure for God's temple even in time of trouble, but he even offered all that he had.
为什么他能够这样做？
Why is it that he was able to do so?
哦，关键在第三节这里说啊，因我心中爱慕我神的殿。
The key point is in verse 3, because I have set my affection on the house of my God.
大卫因为爱神，所以他也爱神的殿。
Because David loved God, he also loved God's temple.
好，今天我们是不是会因为我们爱神，爱屋及乌，也爱神的教会，也爱神的家呢？
So is it also the same that because we love God, we also love God's church and his people?
好，所以大卫让我们看到，他虽然贵为一国之君呢，他仍然爱神。
So we can see that even though David was king over this nation, yet he still in his heart loved God first.
权贵富足的生活并没有影响到他对神的敬拜。
Even though he came to a position of power and wealth, it did not affect his worship of God.
这正是我们应该要学习的榜样。
So he is also a very good example we should learn from.
我们再来看看保罗。
Let's also now look at the example of Paul.
我们刚刚已经谈到说保罗啊，他怎么知道处卑贱，也怎么知道处丰盛。
So we read earlier how Paul wrote he is able to be abased and to abound.
神不要我们的人生一直都是贫穷啊，但是啊，也不要我们的人生一直都是富足的。
So God often does not wish for us to be always in poverty, but neither should we always be in prosperity.
所以他有时候会让我们有余，有时候也会让我们遇到缺乏的时候。
So there will be times in our lives when we may have times of need, but also times of abundance.
因为这样子会丰盛我们的人生。
And this will enrich our lives.
这样我们才懂得从各个方面、各个角度去体验、去依靠我们的神。
So from various experiences and perspectives, we will learn to rely on God all the more.
知道我们的神是无论我们在任何的境况都会随时施恩帮助的神。
And this way we can learn that in every circumstance, our God is always providing for us and watching over us.
那保罗是怎么样处富足的？
So how was Paul abounding?
在《使徒行传》的二十章那里记载，保罗啊，曾经跟这个以弗所教会的众长老们啊，在这个米利都相会。
And in Acts chapter 20, it describes how Paul and the elders of Ephesus met in Miletus.
并且劝勉他们，你们应当警醒，纪念保罗三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
And he encouraged them to remember that for 3 years he did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.
保罗也表白说，他未曾贪渎一个人的金银衣服，他的两只手经常供给他自己，还有同他一起做工的人的需要。
And that he never coveted anyone's silver or gold or apparel, but that he used his own hands to provide for his needs and for those around him.
保罗在以弗所待的三年之久。
So Paul stayed in Ephesus for over 3 years.
可以说是保罗的旅行步道待最久的地方。
And it is the place that Paul stayed in during his missionary journeys for the longest time.
保罗的见证证明他时常奉献并且帮助有需要的人。
And his testimony here shows us that he often offered to the church and also to help the members there.
也许啊，有人比保罗富有。
Perhaps there were people who were wealthier than Paul.
但是保罗他不管这一些，他靠他的双手帮助那些有需要的人。
But he did not care about those things, rather he used his own means, his own hands to work for providing for himself and those around him.
我们都知道保罗为了耶稣已经抛下万事看作粪土，所以他并不富有。
We know that Paul had already put aside every material thing in order to pursue Christ, so he was not very wealthy.
但是他在哥林多后书的六章那边他却说到，似乎是贫穷，却是叫许多人富足了。
And in, however, he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that even though I am poor, and yet I am very rich.
哦，当然，啊，这个是指的在真理方面哦。
And of course, he is referring to spiritual.
哦，让人富足啊。
What it means to be spiritually rich.
哦，保罗为了传达啊，传扬神救人的福音，他抛下了一切，成为贫穷。
In order to save people's souls through spreading the gospel, he put aside everything, every material thing that he had.
哦，但是却能够叫许多人因此而富足啊。
But in doing so, in giving up all of those things, he brought richness and abundance to many people.
哦，得着丰盛的生命。
So that they too could receive an abundant life.
哦，这正是主耶稣为我们留下的榜样。
And this is the example that our Lord Jesus has left us.
他是天上的真神。
He is the heavenly God.
万有都是他的。
All things belong to him.
但是他却为了我们世上的罪人呢，离开天上的宝座，撇下所有。
And yet, in order to save all humankind, he left his heavenly throne and all of the abundance of the heavenly kingdom to this world to save us.
哦，成为了贫穷。
He became poor.
哦，让我们才能够得着丰盛的生命。
So that we could find an abundant life.
哦，所以我们是不是也可以想一想
？So let us think about this as well.
神给我这么多了。
God has given me so much.
哦，是不是啊？我也能够分给别人一些呢
？And can I also give of my abundance to others?
哦，我真的需要这么多吗
？Do I really need so much?
哎，俗话说，千间房舍，一张床，山珍海味，三顿饭。哦，再多的别墅啊，你能够睡的只不过一张床的位置而已啊。哦，你再有什么山珍海味、满汉全席？你顶多吃三餐就够了。
So, if you really break it down, then no matter where you sleep, you still sleep on a bed, and no matter what you eat, you still eat three meals a day.
哦，我真的需要那么多吗？
And that should be enough to satisfy us. Is it necessary to go beyond that?
哎，是不是啊？我也可以帮助人一些呢
？Is it possible for me to help someone else?
哦，所以我们看看哦，这个巴菲特啊，或者是比尔盖茨哦。他们啊，都捐很多钱哦，啊，来帮助人。
So we know that the world's richest men, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, have committed to giving up most of their wealth to help others.
哦，他们那么有钱呢，可以过着帝王一样的生活，啊，但是他们却过得啊，甚至比我们还节俭的生活。
So they have enough wealth to live like emperors, but yet their lifestyle is perhaps simpler than ours.
哦，因为啊。人生命的富足不在乎家道的丰富啊。
Because an abundant life does not consist of the possessions we own.
哦，所以这个也是我们可以去思考哦。
So that is also something for us to ponder.
好，那还有一个例子哈，记载在列王记下的四章。
And there's another example in the Bible recorded in Second Kings chapter 4.
哦，就是这个苏念的妇人。
And that is the Shunammite woman.
哦，她接待这个先知以利沙。
And she was showing her hospitality to the prophet Elisha.
哦，为这个以利沙先知预备了一个房间，啊，让他路过的时候，哦，可以接待，在那边休息小住。
And she prepared in her humble home a room for the prophet Elisha to rest in when he was traveling.
哦，他为什么要接待先知
？Why did she want to host the prophet？
哦，是因为他爱神的缘故。
Because she loved God.
所以她懂得怎么样用神所交托给她的哦的这个金钱呢、啊、来运用哦在啊这个圣工方面。
So she knew how to utilize the blessings, the material blessings God gave her to help the holy work.
哦，有时候啊，我们很容易在啊丰盛有余的日子里头不懂得爱神。
Many times when we are in prosperity, we lose sight of how to love God.
哦，只顾着自己的享受。
We only think about our own enjoyment.
哦，忘记了神的恩惠。
And we've forgotten the blessings of God.
哦，但是当我们遇到缺乏的时候啊。
But when we are in times of need.
哦，我们却往往啊，会怀疑神啊，啊，不看顾我们自己。
Then we start to doubt that God has forgotten us or is not providing for us.
我们经常称神为天父啊。
We often call God our heavenly Father.
哦，就好像我们的父亲一样。
Just as our own father.
哦，但是我们想想看，哦，有没有这样的儿女啊？
So, do we have children such as this?
哦，在富足的时候不尽孝道，哦啊，经常不看父母亲，哦，不探望，但是在缺乏的时候啊，却争着要分财产。
When they are doing well or wealthy, completely forget about their parents and ignore them or forget about their needs. But in times of need, they come back begging for help.
哦，我们一定会说这些啊，这个就是不孝子啊。
So if we knew of people like this, we would say that they are so unfaithful to their parents.
那我们想想，我们对神、对天父的态度，是不是也是这样子？
But when we ask ourselves, is this the kind of attitude we have toward God?
哦，富足的时候忘了神，缺乏的时候埋怨神。
When we are in time of prosperity, we forget about God, or in time of need, we complain against God.
我们真的配做天父的儿女吗？
And then are we deserving to be called the children of God?
哦，所以总之啊，我们在富足有余的时候。我们要小心。
So, no matter whether we are prosperous or having times of poverty, we need to be careful.
如果因为我们的富足而忘了神。
If because of our prosperity, we forget about God.
甚至偏离了神的道路。
Or even depart from the way of God.
那这样的富足反倒成我们灵性的危机了。
Then this prosperity will become a danger to our faith.
神乐意赐给我们丰盛的物质。
And God has very willingly given us abundance.
哦，让我们能够享受他丰盛的创造。
So that we can appreciate the creation that he has made for us.
但是我们不要忘记，哦，这个世界和其上的情欲都会过去啊，唯独遵行神旨意的才是永远长存的。
But we must remember that all things in this world will pass. The only thing that is eternal is our faith and our eternal life in God.
所以我们虽然活在这个短暂的世界里，但是我们却要寻求那永远长存的事。
So even though we know our lives in this world is temporary, but we must seek after that which is eternal.
所以无论是贫穷也好，富足也好，都是短暂的。
So no matter whether it is prosperity or poverty, it is still temporary.
但是我们却要利用这个短暂来为我们建立那永远长存的这个工作。
But we have to use these short-lived experiences to build upon the work of an eternal faith.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So our beloved brothers and sisters.
富足不是罪。
So prosperity is not itself a sin.
如果我们懂得用神所赐给我们的富足，更加的亲近神，更加的造就我们自己的信仰，那富足对我们有帮助。
So if we are able to wisely use our wealth to do God's work and to increase our relationship with God, then it will be a help to us.
也许我们会说啊，我不富足。
Maybe we may think, well, I'm not that wealthy.
所以哦，这个富足会离开神呐，这个哦跟我无关，不会影响我。
So it's not a problem for me, since it will never affect my relationship with God.
所以既然我不富足我也没有办法付出什么了。
So since I'm not that wealthy, I can't give that much anyway.
启示录里头写给七个教会的这个信那最好的这个教会啊。没有被责备就是这个腓拉铁腓教会。
So, of the letters to the seven churches written in the book of Revelation, the one that did not hold condemnation was the letter to Philadelphia church.
腓拉铁腓教会是不是很富有？
Was the church in Philadelphia very wealthy?
我们来看一下启示录的三章八节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 8.
八节，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有离弃我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你 一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。哦，在这里呀、啊，啊，我们看到哦，这个腓拉铁卫教会只不过是略有一点力量。
So here we see that the church in Philadelphia has a little strength.
哦，他却尽了这个略有的力量，就好像那个穷寡妇所献上那仅有的两个小钱一样。
But with this little strength, even God can see the church's works, just as the widow gave of her two copper pennies as an offering to God.
所以今天我们在神的面前，我们是不是都尽了我们的力量？
So before God, have we put out our own effort to the degree that we can?
我们是不是都没有弃绝神的名而为神的名而活？
Have we rejected the name of God, or have we lived our life for the name of God?
哦，当然了，我们多学一些学识，多得着一些财富，我们的力量会大一点。
Of course, if we learn more, gain more knowledge, or gain more wealth, then our ability may be a little greater.
啊，但却不等于我们会尽我们的所有。
But just having those things does not mean that we give of our all.
哦，有力量的人啊，不一定会尽全力啊。那力量少的人倒是有可能会尽全力啊。
And those who have great ability might not give of all of their ability, and yet those who have just a little strength might be able to give more.
哦，神所要的就是我们那一个愿做的心，那个尽力哦啊尽全力的心。
So what God looks for is that we give of all of our heart and all of our soul.
哦，所以我们应当要尽心尽性尽力来爱主我们的神啊。
So he tells us we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength.
哦，有一个故事说到在一个小乡镇里头，有一个富翁啊。
There's a story about in a small town there was a wealthy man.
哦，他是全镇最有钱的人。
And he was the wealthiest man in that whole area.
哦，他在他的家里有一个园丁。
And in his household there was a
一个园丁就是garden 哈。
A garden.
哎，他是很贫穷的人。
A gardener.
哦，他是一个贫穷人啊。
And he was a very poor person.
哎，这个富翁啊，给他的哈，只不过是勉强可以糊口。
And so the wages that he received from this wealthy man were only just barely enough to sustain him.
哦，有一天这个富翁做了一个梦。
So one day this wealthy man dreamt a dream.
哦，梦见哦，这个天使告诉他哈，在某一天哈的晚上12点钟响的时候啊，哦，这个镇上最有钱的那个人将会被神带走。
So in his dream, he saw a vision of on a certain day when the clock strikes midnight, the wealthiest person in town will be taken away by God.
哦，所以这个富翁啊，他想一想，那全镇最有钱的不就是我吗？
And he thought about this dream and said, "Wait, isn't the wealthiest man in town me?"
哦，所以哦，他就很害怕。
So he started to become very afraid.
哦，我还没有享受够哎。
I haven't enjoyed my life enough.
我现在不想走啊。
It's not time for me yet.
好，那等到那一天的时候。
So on that day.
哦，他把全镇哦这个最出名的医生啊，统统请来了。
He called all the famous doctors in that area to come.
哦，在他的旁边哦，在等最后的这个钟响。
And to stand beside his bed to wait for that the time that the clock strikes.
啊，万一他死的时候，哦，这个医生啊就可以给他马上的急救。
And in case he dies, then the doctors can perform emergency treatments.
哦，终于等到这个十二点来到，钟响了。
So he waited, and finally the clock struck midnight.
哦，等到这个钟响完了之后啊，这个富翁站起来摸摸自己的身体，哎。我还没死啊。
And after the clock finished ringing, he stood up and patted himself and said, "I'm still here."
啊，他就很高兴。
So he was very happy.
哦，但可能这个梦哦不准呐。
So maybe it was just a dream.
害我这几天饭也吃不下，睡也睡不着。
Due to all the worry it caused me, I couldn't even eat or sleep these past few days.
现在心中的石头放下来了。
So now I can relax.
到花园走一走好了，散散心。
So I think I'll go take a walk in the garden.
他走到花园，看到这个园丁的小屋，灯还开着。
So he walked to the garden and found that the little cottage where the gardener stayed still had the light on.
这么晚了，这个园丁怎么还没有休息？
So he's curious why the gardener hadn't gone to sleep yet.
他就敲门了。
So he knocked on the door.
没人开。
And nobody answered.
把门推，就进去了。
So he opened the door and went in.
看到这个园丁跪在那边，在祷告。
He saw the gardener was kneeling and praying.
这个富翁就去推他，叫他。
So the wealthy man patted him on the shoulder.
结果才发现说他死掉了。And
he realized that he had died.
园丁死掉了。His
gardener had died.
那看到他桌上有一本小册子。
And he saw on the table there was a notebook.
打开一看，里面夹了很多的奉献收据，虽然金额都很少。
So inside the notebook, there were many receipts of the offerings that he had given over the years, even though it was very little.
那还有密密麻麻写着代祷的这个名单。
And also, he had kept records of various prayer requests.
其中这个富翁的这个名字也在里头啊。And
within that list of people to pray for, he found his own name.
这个时候富翁才知道，原来在这个镇上最富足的、最富有的不是他，而是这个园丁。
So then he realized that the wealthiest person in that whole town was not him, but the gardener.
是啊，在人的面前，这个富翁是最富有的；但是在神的面前呢，却是这个园丁才是最富有的。
It is true that to other people, this wealthy man seemed to have the greatest amount. But in the eyes of God, it was this gardener who was truly the wealthiest person.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们富有吗？
So, brothers and sisters, are we truly wealthy?
我们如果跟 这个失业的人，甚至跟那个第三世界，非洲的一些国家的这些人民来比，相信我们会觉得我们很富有。
So, depending on who we compare to, for example, if we compare to those people living in third world countries, of course we will think we are wealthy.
那我们是不是借着神所赐给我们的丰盛，我们能够为人做些事情呢？
If we look at our wealth, are we able to use it for doing things that are meaningful to God?
能够为神做些事情呢？
Can we do something for God?
还是我们只是浪费我们的人生，浪费我们生命在宴乐当中？
Or are we wasting our lives and all the abundance that we have?
再来，我们在神的面前，我们是富足的吗？
In the eyes of God, are we wealthy?
我们能够丰丰富富地进神的国吗？
Can we be assured that we will enter into God's kingdom?
我们最后来看彼得后书。
Let us finally turn to 2 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书一章，我们从第五节来看。
2 Peter chapter 1, starting from verse 5.
正因这缘故，你们要分坏的殷勤，有的信心又要加上德性，有的德性又要加上知识，六节。6. 有的知识又要加上节制，有的节制又要加上忍耐，有的忍耐又要加上前进，七节。
7.
有的前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有的爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心，八节。
8.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上 不至于闲懒不结果子。九节。
Nine.
人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼，只看见近处，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。十节。
Ten.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。十一节。
Eleven.
这样必叫你们的丰啊，必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。阿们。啊，愿我们都丰丰富富的进神国。
So may we also have an entrance, supplied to us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
381首。
381.Please be seated.
好，我们现在要来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.
啊，祷告的时候，我们为啊教会我们所知道的一些身体欠安啊软弱的弟兄姐妹，还有慕道朋友来代祷。
When we pray, let us pray for those we know who have various illnesses or difficulties or who are having weaknesses.
哦，那我们也为啊接下来的灵恩布道会的圣工来代祷。
And let us also remember to pray for the holy work upcoming with the spiritual convocations and evangelical services.
我们现在就一起同心跪下祷告。
So now let us kneel down and pray together.